You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast, a production of the website FagsWorshipAlphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and the weekend is here. Isn't that nice? Hopefully you've had a nice week. I've had another really kind of crazy week, but I'm hanging in there. I was going to talk about chastity again. It's taken over my life. Just kidding. Kind of. But anyway, it's been about a week now since I went into chastity for the very first time in my life. So I thought I was going to go over some insights, but then as it turned out, on the website, I ended up with I had posted something today, or yesterday, I guess it's officially, but about chastity and a little bit about my chastity, but also discussing the chastity that young Alex, my little brother, my little fag brother in Toronto, had a little bit of an issue about his chastity. So it's all kind of coming to a head, I guess. The first week for me was interesting. I mean, first of all, my chastity cage is too big for my tiny little pee-pee, so I have to get a new one because it keeps slipping off. So I'm working on figuring out which kind I'm going to get. But I will say this, that it's been a profound experience going into chastity, and I took to it very well. Like I realize that a lot of faggots, when they go into chastity, a lot of times they have a master who is forcing them into chastity, you know. And a lot of times that can be very hard, you know, to accept. For me, I had been kind of, for 2 years, I haven't masturbated in over 2 years now. And I just did that because I felt so, I started feeling shame when I would play with myself. So I was already kind of in the mindset, I guess, but, I felt shame every time I would play with myself because, I didn't feel like I had the right to, you know, try to get an erection or try to have an orgasm, you know, because it just didn't feel right. It was, I'm a faggot. I felt like I was shaming men by doing that, you know. So I just had naturally stopped playing with myself like over 2 years ago. So chastity in that regard didn't really change anything because I was already kind of in chastity, just not a literal chastity device. So I the device itself is too big, obviously, so that's kind of a problem. But I think with the right size cage, I think I could probably do chastity standing on my head, you know, whistling Dixie or something, or second Dixie. So, ba-dum-bump, I need a drummer to do a rim shot for me. Ooh, a rim shot. Mm. Anyway, so, I guess my point is that my first week in chastity has been very good, and it was very humbling and very profound on a symbolic level. Not really, it really didn't affect me in my day-to-day life that much differently, you know. So sitting down to pee is a different thing, but that... I don't know. I don't have a problem with that. So, anyway, so it's been a very, very good experience and for me, and I'm really, really grateful to those four alphas in particular that I've mentioned before, Masters Nick and Nicola and Master Kyle and his father, Sir Rob. Those four alphas were very instrumental to me, and I'm really grateful that they encouraged me to go into chastity, because it, from a symbolic standpoint, it's been a wonderful experience. So, and I'm now on board totally with. I really think all faggots need to be caged, you know. I mean, all of them. So, you know, any faggots out there who are listening, I think that you should either self-lock, or if you have a master, you know, suggest to your master, your owner, or whoever to lock you, because I just think it's just gonna deepen everything for you and make your service more meaningful. Now, in the case of Alex, like I mentioned at the outset, Alex when it is relatively new to being a faggot. It's only been a few months, and he's serving two of the greatest alphas in the history of the world. Okay, they are. They're just jaw dropping. They're two straight alphas who take their alphahood seriously and are very responsible. And they're also hot. I mean, they're amazing, okay? And he is serving them. And so he's very, very lucky that he has those two men to serve on his first time out as a faggot. And, he is struggling with the whole chastity thing. And in his case, it kind of came to a head here a couple of days ago, because Master Nicola took his faggot, Alex, to the gym. And after Nicola worked out, he made his faggot, Alex, take a shower, yeah, okay, with his cage on, and all the guys in the gym who were in the locker room saw Alex in his cage, in the shower, and it was very embarrassing. And Alex, the shame, I guess, that he felt for having that cage on and being seen by other men that way, was obvious. And Master Nicola, and then later on, Master Nick, then when they realized that Alex was ashamed of the cage that he was wearing, mind you, a cage that they put on him because they own him, and they claim him as their own. So for them, for these two straight alphas, that cage is like it's a very symbolic, not only isn't an actual restraining device, but it's a symbolic device as well. It's like a ring, a wedding ring for a faggot, okay? Those two alphas have claimed ownership over this faggot by the installation of this chastity device, and they view it like that, as a sign of possession, okay? And so for Alex to be embarrassed over that device upset them quite a bit, you know. So they had Alex kneel the following day, kneel in the living room naked, and then they had a discussion with Alex about the purpose of that chastity device and what it means to them and why it's important. And Alex was very humbled by it. You know, here's the bottom line as far as Masters Nick and Nicola, and frankly, most men, okay? penises, okay, cocks, dicks, whatever you want, what word you want to use for it, it belongs to men. Okay, men use cocks. Okay, they have the right to use a cock, their cock. In the case of Masters Nick and Nicola, these are both two powerful straight alphas who breed women. They breed faggots. They are men, all right? They use their dicks for the purpose of breeding, for the purpose of being a man, okay? Faggots are not men. Alex is not a man. He's only male, technically, in a technical sense, but that cage is his constant reminder of his state as an owned faggot, okay? And he's owned by them. They own him. So, Alex does not have the right to use his member like another man, like he is a man. He is not a man, okay? He's an owned faggot. And they wanted to reinforce that with him, and I think they did. But anyway, I felt bad for Alex. I think Alex was embarrassed by the whole episode, but It was a learning experience. And I think every faggot, we take different journeys to get to the same place. We all reach it at different times, whatever. And I came to this chastity point in my service as a faggot late. I mean, honestly, you know, I'm over 2 decades, you know, I've been a faggot, and I'm just now being locked for the first time, you know. So Alex is right out of the gate. He's been locked in chastity. So, and he's just starting out. So we all kind of take this road. We end up in the same place, ultimately. Owned by men, restrained by men, used by men in the same way. It's just how we get there, you know, and how long it might take, or how much adjustment is required on our part in order to truly submit to a man. So, you know, Alex might be feeling shame right now, but I don't think he should feel that way. It's just a journey, you know. It's a journey that I'm taking too, you know, and we're all kind of perfecting it in our own way. So Alex is very, very lucky because he's serving two of the greatest alphas on the planet, okay? Masters Nick and Nicola are, they're two of the greatest men I've ever known. How's that? And I've known a lot of great men, okay? They are I'm so proud that I've been able to serve them in my own way, this far away from them. I'm able to serve them, and I now wear a cage in honor of them, you know. So, he's lucky because every day he gets to wake up next to these men and serve them throughout every day. They breed him daily. You know, he's one of the luckiest faggots ever to have ever lived on the planet, okay? So he's in good hands, and he's going to learn a lot of things. And he's going to be challenged, and he's going to be a great, 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 great faggot. And I'm very proud of him. So, anyway, that's really all I really had to say about that. Chastity is amazing, and I really think that every faggot needs to go into chastity. I never used to have that opinion, but I have that opinion now, so go into chastity, you know, do it for men in general, do it for the man you serve, okay? Do it for the man who owns you. Honor him and his manhood by taking away any vestige of, or any resemblance of manhood in yourself, because you are not him. You're not the men that you see every day. You are lesser. You are not equal to them. So do this for them and honor men that way, because men are the world's greatest animal. Men are the world's greatest thing of any kind, okay? There are gods, and so we should honor them with everything in our life. So I'm going to cut this off now, and I'm glad to have been able to talk about this because it's important to me right now. It's kind of a topic of of interest. So anyway, if you have any comments or questions, of course, you can always write to me at fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com. Or you can go to the website, fagsworshipalphas.com, and write to me in the question box there on the front page of the site. Or you can contact me at fagsworshipalphas6.tumblr.com. Or you can write to me at Kick at Normal Submissive. Anyway, I hope you have a nice weekend, and I will talk to you guys very soon, okay? Take care. I love you. Bye.